Who, my relative? Okay, so she, her word's good. She's good. She's religious, not like me. Let me see. Yeah, Moshe, here it is. Right. We are on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. And Rabbi Yehuda just derived that a ger who marries a Jewish girl, his child is Pasul Lekuna. He learned it out from a Tzad HaShava, from a Mitzri in the Chalol, where a Mitzri's child, a Mitzri Rishon's child can't marry, the psul transfers to the daughter. And the question was, but a Mitzri is Asur B'Bas Yisro, so we have a Chalol. This child can't marry a Kayan either, and is Mutter B'Bas Yisro, right? And the answer was, Chalol was made by Vera, but a Mitzri's kid was not made by Vera. Tzad HaShava is they're not the norm, they're not the regular, there is something wrong in their Yichus, something is wrong in their Yichus, and therefore, anybody that has something wrong in their Yichus, his daughter can't marry a Kayan. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rav Kohol, which we will translate, is not has something wrong with their Yichus, in their genealogical makeup. There's something wrong. Now, the Gemara, we didn't finish to the two dots. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines in the bottom. Frank the Gemara, Ma'ala Tzad HaShavish Vemshing and Kaisim B'Yasa. Both a Mitzri and a Cholol, the woman they live with becomes Usher. Whereas the Ger, at this point, the Gemara thinks, if he marries a Bas Yisro, she doesn't become Usher Terkayan. She didn't do anything illegal. Right? Well, Mitzri married a Bas Yisro with Pasul Lekuna. A Chol married a Bas Yisro, she would become a Chalala. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Ger Nami Paisa would be Asai. You're right. Enochinami, Umayshala, Bamatat, Maidina. Rabbi Yehuda would say that a Ger, also the woman he marries, can never marry a Kayan. Enochinami. Just like he doesn't let the daughter marry a Kayan, he doesn't learn the wife married a Kayan. Same Tzad HaShava. Mitzri's wife is Pasul, even though no Avera was done. Chol's wife is Pasul, even though no Avera is done. But there's something genetically, there's something not 100% pure in their genetics. And we see that wife becomes Pasul, to a Kayan, only to a Kayan. So a Ger, who also has something wrong in his genetics, also his wife becomes Pasul to a Kayan. Rashi. Paisum B'Yasan. Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, wide line from the top of the wide lines. Paisum B'Yasan. As Ishim and Akula, because the Tanya Law of the Pirkin, Betesh Shana B'Yamechat, Ger and Bani B'Yavi, Pasul's a woman from Kahuna. Timer B'Ger, Shayna Paisum B'Yasan. Ve'aydina, Ma'chol Shabamati Pekshera. Ma'adah Ha'chol, that is not his Jewish parents. Paisul, Pasul's his wife. Ger Shabam B'Ti B'Psul L'Koshken, and then you slung it up and say, Chol was made by Avera. So you bring in Mitzri. You make the Tzad HaShava the same way we made it yesterday, and we learn now that not only is the daughter Pasul, but the wife is Pasul as well.
Mitzri is
Rishon? Yes, Mitzri
Rishon.
I'm sorry? Chol to
marry
a Yugas Yisrael. 100%, but she becomes a Chol. She lived with Chol. See, again, our problem is, I shouldn't say problem, our difficulty is that we hear word psul, we think wrongdoing. No, there is no wrongdoing. It was perfectly legal, but there is consequences. A chol's daughter is a chalala. Why? Because that's what the Torah said. A chol's wife is a chalala. Why? Because the Torah said, a cholol creates cholol. So his wife becomes a cholol.
Every consequence, every situation of a
cholol marriage. Yeah. There's nothing wrong in becoming a cholol. What's wrong in being a cholol?
You pass that down to your first generation.
Anyway, you pass it down from your father's passing it down anyway. There's nothing wrong in being a chalala.
And then if to remarry to a Yisrael?
100%.
She remains a chalala?
Who cares?
So she doesn't pass it with the Yisrael back then?
I have no idea what you just meant.
She
should marry Yisrael. And her kids are not Chalolim because B'nai Yisrael make Kvitar L'Chalolim. It's not a stigma. There's nothing wrong in being a Chalolah. She just doesn't marry a Kayan. I was going to say the same thing, but I knew he was going to tell me the difference between them, so I didn't say that. Again, we're not doing this emotionally.
Not emotional.
You know what I mean? Let's try and say keep emotions out.
Not emotional.
Okay, a ger is married to a gerist. According to her husband, Yaakov, also the kid is a ger and cannot marry a kayan. The daughter is a gerist, cannot marry a kayan. In your mind, decided that a ger that marries a gerist is like you and your wife.
A ger that marries a Jew.
According to Yehuda, the daughter is still possibly Kula. Exactly. What's wrong? Again, here we go again. There's nothing wrong with this girl. She can run a seminary. She can, I don't know if she can, but the same person, Imam Yisrael. She can run a seminary. She can give lectures. She can say tapes. And she can sing for women. What do you want her to do? She can make $1 million. What do you, she's not, she just can't marry a kayan. She can't get mafkei, that's why I didn't say that.
No, I knew that.
No, all ladies.
Jack has been waiting for this question.
Yeah, one of the problems here that I'm having is your euphemism of living with. Now, are we talking about simple intercourse?
Yes. No. Chalala, it depends on what you are.
This whole thing about dying, this whole thing about...
people unfortunately do that, yes.
...to do with anything. We could be talking about a rapist.
Yes.
Okay, I mean that...
Again, it depends which law. Well, yikach is marriage, but yichal is a relationship, intimacy.
I'm definition of chalala.
Chalala is one who had an intimacy with a chalal, or an intimacy with a kayan gadol, or a grusha that had an intimacy with a kayan.
But we're talking about a simple physical...
Correct, 100%.
Okay.
That's the Gemara right. The blessing of Yaakov and Megir. The Muslim Shaka says, a ger that married a Bas Yisroel, Bita Shere Lakuna, and a Yisroel that married a Geiris, Bita Shere Lakuna. Only one parent has to be a born Jew. That's what Blessed by Yaakov Shita. Dr. Gemara, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yomer. Doesn't say Yochai, it says Reb Shimon ben Yochi, but it's the same person. Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Geiris Chusimi Bashal Shana Vyamechad Shere Lakuna. A Geiris who is Megayer, Geiris Ketana, who was Megayer less than 3 years old, is Karsha Lakuna. We are on Ayin Ches Amid Aleph, about 6 lines from the bottom. Shenemar, B'chol Ataf B'nashim Echyu Lachem. When they captured Midyan, they were told all little children they can keep alive. Lachem, the Gemara Darshans mean, for marriage. Well, Pilchus Hayimam, Pilchus is a Kayan, he was one of the soldiers. And yet, it said they can keep them as wives, including Pilchus can keep her as a wife, because she was less than 3 when she was captured. Rabbanon, Hakyu Lachem, Bavadav Lushvachas. Lachem doesn't mean marriage. Lachem means servitude. And yes, a Kayan can own a Shivcha that is less than 3, and there's no problem. He doesn't not marrying her.
Is that more than 3, too?
Exactly. And look at Nambi. They killed out all the women that were over 3 in Midyan. It's all based. What's this?
She's Sarah Aleph. It's in this week's parsha. We're not Makbid on Kisar Aleph.
What's
it? What's it? We're not Makbid on Kisar Aleph.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Bekula Mikroyach Adarshu. And they all darshan it from one pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, Amonei Grusha lo yikachu lehem l'nashim. They should not marry an Amonei Grusha. By the way, this pasuk needs a lot of explanation anyway, but let's leave the pasuk. They should not marry an Amonei Grusha, ki besulois mizera bas Yisroel. They should only marry besulois mizera bas Yisroel. What does mizera bas Yisroel mean? This is talking about Kehanim. This is problematic, because the beginning of the pasuk said Amonei, that's only Kohen Gadol. But Mizera Beis Yisrael is going on all Kehanim. The Gemara is going to say exactly how that works. Right? They should marry Besulois that be Mizera Beis Yisrael. Now, what does that mean, Mizera Beis Yisrael? What is restricted? Now, there is no restriction on a Kohen Gadol any more than a Kohen, only in the fact that she has to be a Psula. There is no extra restriction, or she can't be an Amana, she can't be a Ba'ula. But no other restrictions. So obviously, this restriction that it has to be Mizera Beis Yisrael is all Kohanim, not only a Kohen Gadol. So what is being restricted? So Behuda Savar at the Iskol Zera Yisrael. Zera Beis Yisrael means all Zera is Jewish. Both parents who provide Zera for their kid are Jewish. That's how he translates the pasuk. A Kohen can only marry a girl who is Mizera Beis Yisrael, who both parents are Jewish. But the Yaakov Savar, Mizera Vafila Mikta Zera. Mizera means as long as one parent is Jewish. Any parent. Mizera doesn't mean all the Zera. It means part of the Zera was Beis Yisrael. Now, the Ramban asked the Kasha. We just spent 15 lines before saying Rabbi Yehuda learned it out from the Tzara Shava. And now we're saying Rabbi Yehuda learned it out from this Pasuk. Like, what happened all of a sudden? If we had the Pasuk, we could have skipped the whole Gemara of Tzara Shava. And Dr. Schwab would have slept much better last night. He had trouble with his Tzara Shava. Yes. And we had this Pasuk. Zog de Ramban. Pasha Pshat Mizera Beis Yisrael is part Zera. And therefore, unless you had the Tzara Shava, you would have not learned the Pasuk to mean all the Zera. Because he has the Tzara Shava, he's willing to say that Mizera Beis Yisrael means all the Zera. So the driving force in how he learned the Pasuk, this is Ramban, not Yitzchak Margaret, is because of the Tzara Shava. So therefore, we bring the Tzara Shava, but he has a Pasuk. So he says, I think Pshat the Pasuk is the whole Zera, based on my Tzara Shava. Had I not had the Tzara Shava, then I would have agreed that Mizera Bas Yisrael just Beis Yisrael means part Zera. That's how the Ramban learns it. Right. Rabbi Yaisi Shava.
Say, when
this
Brisa,
is this a Brisa?
The Gemara.
It's a Gemara. Four opinions. Three of them are in our
Mishnah,
and Reb Shimon Michoi is in a Brisa.
Didn't say I have a...
But the Gemara said he had a
Tadashava,
right?
He didn't say
anything. We said... He didn't say anything. He just said the Mishnah. Rabbi Yaisi Savar, Mishanisu B'Yisrael. Rabbi Yaisi says, it doesn't mean the parents have to be Jewish. It means she has to be conceived as a Jew. So even if both parents are Gerim, she's conceived as a Jew, that's good enough. And Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi Savar, Mishanisu B'Sulah B'Yisrael. It's not even that she has to be conceived as a Jew. Her B'Sulam has to develop as a Jew. Her own physical B'Sulam, which happens when she's three. So here we have a Pasuk of Mizera Beis Yisrael. And each Tana translates it differently, and that's the driving force of their shita. Now again, Rabbi Yehuda had a Tana Shava, that's why he translated the pasuk his way. Rashi. So Rashi. Barai, where are we up to? Rabbi Shimon Aymer. Hari Arba Machlaikis Vizavar. So Rashi, there are four shitas. Rabbi Yehuda, Basker Zachem, Sula Filanasi Yisraelis. Rabbi Lazim, Iyik, Tzarechem Yisrael, this one Jewish parent, Machshir. She has to be conceived when the parents are both Jewish. Even the Gyaris herself is kosher. As long as she never hit the age where she's fit for Bia, which is three, as a guy, the type of Mikla Zaina, so then she would be a Zaina at that point. The pasuk was said, "Hachu lachem," and Shemichoy translates that for marriage. Kol zera, klemer kol ikur hakari zera. Haynu min av, lavuke basger zocher. It seems that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees that the Yisrael who marries a geiris, the daughter is kashu lekulam. A Yisrael who marries a geiris, the daughter is kashu lekulam, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because we go by the main Zera. And the main Zera is dad. because we see that Yichus goes by father in Shevet and things like that. So just like a Chol makes his daughter a Zachar, a Ger makes his daughter Chol makes his daughter a Chalala, a Ger makes his daughter a Chalala. But a Giyaris does not. So Giyaris married just like a Chalala that marries a Ben Yisroel. The Ben Yisroel kashers her. So a Giyaris that marries a Ben Yisroel, the Ben Yisroel kashers her. Bikta Zera, I feel a Zera Kochush. Even the weaker Zera, the Gan Ben Aim. Her Besulim grew when she entered Klal Yisrael, which means at that point her Besulim are finished. They don't come back. They always go back. Her Besulim should grow as a Jew. That's Reb Shimon. So we have four shitas, and according to Reb Yehuda, the father determines it. According to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, any parent is born Jewish is good enough. According to Reb Yaisi, you don't even need the parents born Jewish. You need the girl born Jewish, conceived Jewish. And according to Reb Michal, you don't even need that. You need her to turn three when she's Jewish. Amalei Rav Nachman L'Rava. Hi, Craw. This past yes. Do you have a question?
Thank you for being actually, I spoke well, although I haven't heard that. I spoke to Rabbi Herschel yesterday. I asked him a question for him. And he said yes, although he hasn't heard it recently. And he said the way he remembers this whole is because there is a covenant, which is fine by me because that's my thematic.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with him with Rabbi Herschel. The Gemara says it's a tzad ha-shava, not a tzad ha-shava.
So we come to the conclusion that it's based on
Yom HaSukkah. Okay, Ramban learned that the tzad ha-shava was, I don't want to spend time on this, so we did that yesterday. A tzad ha-shava drove Rabbi Huda to say that I'm shot in the pasuk. So it's based, the way the Ramban learns, it's based on tzad ha-shava, not a tzad ha-shava. And I have no time to Rabbi Herschel. He's not holding in the sugya. You're really trying to ask him to do something, which the Gemara says in the Masechta Shabbos you shouldn't do. Shabbos, Gemara days.
Yeah.
Shabbos,
Gemara
days. Done the Gemara. I'm a lawyer of Nachman L'Rava. High Kroah Reisha B'Kai Gadol B'Sefer B'Kai Hedjah. Here you have a pasuk. Amonu Grusha Lo Yikachu. Tim Besulois, that's a Kayan Gadol. Mizara Beis Yisroel is all Yidden. Then it goes back at the end and it says, Amon, we didn't have that part of the Pasuk. V'amon ashati amon l'mikayin yikachu. Which the Gemara now understands, a widow from somebody who could marry Kahuna, they're allowed to marry, which is going even in the Kayan Hedges. Because it's saying, Amana Ashatiya Amana Mikaye Yikachu. Now, a Kain Hedja can marry any Amana. Kain Gadol can't marry any Amana. So, what is this plastic? Amana Ashatiya Amana Mikaye Yikachu. An Amana of a Kain they can marry. Who is allowed to marry a Kain's widow and not allowed to marry Yisrael's widow? Nobody. There's no such thing. The Gemara is going to have two shots, but the Gemara understands it now that it means an Amana from a person who was allowed to marry Kahuna. Not from a puzzle, can marry a guy, which is a Kain Hedget, not a Kain Gadol. So the beginning of the puzzle talking to the Kain Gadol, that he can't marry any Amana, only a Psula. Then Mizera Beis Yisroel switches to a regular Kain, and the rest of the puzzle, Amana Ashati Amana Mikai Yikahu, is also a Kain Hedget. So here's a puzzle that starts off with a Kain Gadol, switches to Kain Hedget. Dr. Gemara, on my way in, yes, it does. Fret the Gemara of a custom Krohaki? Does the Pasuk say this without explaining to us that we just switched subjects? Instead of Kain Gadol, we are now talking Kain Hedjit? And this says, but there Lakim Tarim Yechveh, this is the Pasuk at the beginning of Shmuel, the Ner of Hashem has not extinguished yet. But Shmuel Shaykhar Behechel Hashem. And Shmuel was sleeping in the Hechel of Hashem. He could not sleep in the Hechel. But the Yeshiva Bazar Lamakrib is Dabit Bavat. Sleeping in the Hechel, you can't even sit there. How could Shmuel be sleeping there? Elot means, Ner Lukim Tam Yechba Behechel Hashem. But Shmuel Shaykhar Behechel. So you see that the Pasuk can be talking Be'echel Hashem going back to the beginning of the Pasuk, it switches what's happening here. So Pesukim write that way. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I cry Rashi B'Kain Gadol L'Siv Amonah Grusha. Lo Yikachu Ki B'Sula Is V'Hai Les Ela B'Kain Gadol. Save it B'Kain Hedin to come B'Sula Is Mizara Beis Yisrael. V'Amonah Shati Amonah B'Kain Yikachu. K'sam G'daita. Dog Yikamer. She Amonah M'Yucha Saroy L'Heiti L'Kuna. Because it's Arshalay Rabbi Yehuda L'Kaman. And she's an Amana from somebody who could marry Kahuna. I mean, I'm a Tim L'Kuna. The Amana should say, Boteris L'Kayim L'Mishkachas L'Kayim Hedjan. That's only my Kayim Hedjan. So the Echid Mifsik Rav Mimela, how do you just split a Pasuk like that? He said, yes, you can. Because of Krahaki Bitmiz L'Paris L'Behenyan, the Begay Rachin L'Boy Yishliye. It doesn't say that you have Sukkim that switch subjects without letting you know. Yes, Shmuel Shaykh Behechel Hashem. Kadam Ilsa Mashma. It means that he slept Behechel Hashem. Now, Karkar Mavsakina, you have to split it up. With Shmuel Shaykh Ben Kaimai, comma, the base Mishma Halavim, where the Levium sat, slept. Shaykh Mimishabayas, Levium were there to watch the Hechel, Shilai, and he slept with them. The King Targum Yadison, the Ezras Mazoi, in the place of Levium, the Hechel Anerchoi. The Nair was in the Hechel. Shamatara, Shamanaira, Haisab Hechel Mishkan Shilai.
Who was bothered by the fact that
it was from Navi and that? This is a Pasuk of Navi, so we brought another Pasuk of Navi. But I wouldn't be bothered by this anyway because it's style. I hear your question, but it's Navi to Navi, so that doesn't bother me at all.
Asking Navi to the Pasuk of Torah.
No, it's not. Not saying that's in Navi, this is a Pasuk.
No, Navi, you switch, that's what you meant, right?
But there's no Pasuk in the Torah here.
No, well, it's in the
Navi. It's in Navi. It's in Yecheskel. Yeah, I said that when I started. I said it's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel is a Navi, last time I checked.
This pasuk here, Amon Grusha Loikos Lam Nashim.
It's in Yecheskel.
You do that?
No, that's why I asked the question.
I said it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Not to give my right. Tanya Nami Yachi. I'm sorry. Amon Ashiti Amon Mikai Yikapu. Mikai and Ami Yisrael Loi. What, they can only marry an Amana that was widowed from a Kayan, they can't marry a widow from a Yisrael? Now, the Gemara Halki Kamar, Mikayan Yikachu, Mishar Kehanim Yikachu. Now, this means that a Kayan can marry, this is a different shot than we said. This is a new shot. This is saying, Mikayan Yikachu means a Kayan can marry an Amana. Amana Ashatiya, Amana, period. An Amana that is an Amana, which sounds like pretty redundant. Mikayan Yikachu, a regular Kayan, not a Kayan Gadol, can marry her. Not Amana Mikayan. Amana Ashati Amana, who can marry her? Mikayan Yikachu, a regular Kayan can marry her. Mishar Kehanim Yikachu. Tanyan Amiyachi, Mikayan Yikachu, Mishar Kehanim Yikachu. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Namasir and Yehuda Likuna Yikachu. You can only marry a Amana from somebody who was allowed to marry a Kayan, somebody whose daughter can marry a Kayan. Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, Rabbi Baski Erzacher, Kabascho Erzacher. So Mamela, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a Ger marries a woman, she cannot marry a Kayan. She's an Amana from somebody that couldn't marry Kahuna, and therefore she can't marry a Kayan. Only Rabbi Yehuda can say that shot. Because the other Tanam would say that the daughter of a Ger that marries the Israelis is Mutal Likuna. So the Israelis is also Mutal Likuna. So they have to learn the other pshat, that Mikayin Yikachu means other Kahanim can marry them. It's a Shverim pshat because it's redundant. Amana Shati Amana. Well, usually Amana is an Amana. Because in Yikaku, other Kahanim can marry her. They can't learn Rabbi Yehuda's pshat that she has to be an Amana from somebody that can marry Kuna, but it's not true. Here's a Ger, he cannot marry into Kuna. Could marry a Kahanet, but it means to say his daughter would pass to a Kayan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Amana, it's not true. So it can't be pshat. So that's what he's saying. You can't marry his daughter, you can't marry his daughter. Rashi, be kayed en. If I saw Amanis kayed, Tinasu le kayed. Amanis is strong, like, bit me, I'm like, who's your kayed head, you tell Amana? Kayed head, you is not Muzer to marry an Amana. Mishar kahan mi kachu, the frushi asu. The be kayed head, you kayed. Talk about a kayed head, you tell Amana. Amana, I said, Tia Amana, I feel me, you throw. An Amana that's an Amana from anybody. Mishar kahan, I'm saying the kayed gadu, you kayed so. Some other kayed can marry her, not a kayed gadu. And I'm a seeing lacuna. Amanas adam shabari lahasi bita lacuna yikachu. And Aman of a man whose daughter can marry kuna. The mute Amanas ger. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, Damar l'aldi said before, Dairi Yecheskel, asmachta b'baz ger zachar. The Yecheskel brought a hint to baz ger zachar. The chsid mizera beis Yisroel, kol zera b'hai krori l'an asmachta. The pais of Yishu b'b'yasai. This is Rashi answering the question the Ramban answered. It's a Tarashava, why do I need a Pasuk? So Rashi, the Pasuk is not really a Drasha. It's an Asmachta. If you see in the Pasuk a hint, had you not had the Tarashava, you wouldn't have darshan the Pasuk that way. Similar with Ramban is saying. Once you have the Tarashava, you read the word Mizera Beis Yisrael to mean all Zera Beis Yisrael. Kol Shiata Naisa Bitoi, Ganger, Shiparash the Loch Kvar, Yatanai Salman outside. Like a Ger, like we explained before, can't marry his daughter according to Yehuda, you can't marry his Amana. The Bjaisi Aimam Ger Shanasagi Iris. Amrav Mnuna Mishmei the Ullah, Halacha Kurbjaisi. The Halacha is like the Bjaisi, that a Ger marries a Giyaris, his daughter is Mutulikuna. The Chain Amarabba Babakona, Halacha Kurbjaisi. However, Yom Shachara Beis HaMikdash, from after Churban Beis HaMikdash, Nagu Kahanim Silsu Ba'atzmam, they started keeping an extra mila. How does he translate Silsu?
Higher standard,
thank you. Kablaza B'Yakov, that they do not marry girls who both parents are Gairim. They only marry parents that one of the parents was a born Jew. Why? Why did they start this mila by Churban Beis HaMikdash? And before I learned, very simple. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we had a barometer of purity in Kahanim service in the Beis HaMikdash. Once there's no Beis HaMikdash, Kahanim had a fear that Psulim will get mixed in to the Kahanim. And they didn't want that to happen. But there was no barometer. Because who's going to know if Psulim got mixed or not? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, every Kahanim was miyuchas before they let him do Avaida. So we knew who were the pure Kehanim. Once the Korban Beis HaMikdash happened, who knows? Who knows what can happen? So they decided to up the bar. We're not going to marry any girl that comes from two parents, Gerim. To make it more possible to keep the purity of Kehanim. There's an extra, I don't know what he called it. How did he call it? Higher standard. So in order to preserve the Kehanim's purity, which they felt now lacked the barometer they had before. That's how the Mepharshim explained what happened at Churban Beis HaMikdash.
I thought that Achilles Truma was not enough.
I guess they felt not, because Truma became a Drabonim. After Churban Beis HaMikdash.
Not like
this. Right. Somebody comes and asks the question. We tell a Kayan do not marry a Bas Gerim. Nasa, but if he did marry a Bas Gerim, we won't make them divorce. Rashi, Tilsu Maila, Nasa Bas Gerim Giyaris, will not make them divorce. By the way, before I answer questions, the Beis Ephraim learns. Achman, his name was Rafaim Tava Margulius. He lived in the mid-1800s, early 1800s. Kasha Achman. There's a very major kasha that is dealt with from the Ramban down. I didn't see anybody before the Ramban deal with it, but from the Ramban down. There's a mitzvah in the Torah called Duchening, the Sias Kabayim. There's a mitzvah every single day, everywhere, in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, in China, in the United States, in University Heights. Correct. It's a mitzvah everywhere. The Svardim duchen every day, wherever they are. Go to University Heights, the Svardi Minyan, they duchen every day and twice on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Why don't the Ashkenazim duchen only on Yom Tov? This is the kasha. The Gra tried to change it. They say they don't. Nobody knows if the true story is true. Legend has it that the night before he was going to change it, he got arrested from some trumped-up charge, and he saw it as a siman l'shamayim. He shouldn't change it. The Chaim Volozhiner tried to change it in the yeshiva of Volozhin, and again, the legend has it that the night before he changed it, the yeshiva burned down. The Aruch HaShulchan said, "Do not tamper with it." Shnei Gzayli Adar tried, and they got a message. Do not touch. So we don't touch it. We don't touch it. In Eretz Yisrael, since in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Yosef is the Morad Arad Yisrael, when the Tamidi HaGra came and the Tamidi HaBal Shem Tov came, they decided to duchen because that's what the Svardim do, and the Beis Yosef is the Morad Arad Yisrael. He's the place to get Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael today, you go to Yishalayim and Bnei Brak, they duchen every day. You go to up north, they duchen on Shabbos. And at least by the Chassidus Shemayanim, they only duchen on Shabbos in Tveria. And in Tzvaz, I think. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. That's not the point. The question is, why don't we duchen? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Came along to Rambam, and he said, I heard that in the north, they only duchen. Again, I'm not there. I wish I were there, but I'm not there. They only duchen on Shabbos. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not. But and you slide me duchen every day. But you came along to Rambam. He said, we don't duchen the Chutz La'aretz because we are not besimcha. And to duchen, you have to be besimcha. The only time we're besimcha is Yom Tov by Musaf. This is Ramah. Because we're going home to eat a nice meal. So we're all excited. It's Yom Tov. It's a beautiful meal waiting for us. At that point, we're besimcha. We can duchen. Shachris, we're not besimcha yet. Because the meal is still a few hours. I mean, it depends how long the drush is. But the meal is still away. But by Musaf, we are besimcha. This is Ramah. I'm not making this up. That's what Ramah says. Other Achleinim don't, they like, hello, you know, that why we don't do it. That's what Ramah says. So many Terutzim are said why we don't do it. Many Terutzim are said. Some say, all kinds of different Terutzim are said. We do it on Yom Kippur because it's a Simcha of Mechilas Havainas, but we only do it by Muslim, we don't do it by Shabbat. And yeah, it's complicated. The Kasha is, all the answers basically is, this is what we do and don't touch it. But really, why do we do this? The Beis Ephraim came up with a different reason. Meaning, why don't we do it exactly? The Beis Ephraim came up with the following reason. He says that really, the mitzvah is there. Ashkenazi kohanim are not miyuchasim. They've wandered in too many countries. The Ashkenazi kehilas have wandered all the thing. They never were stationary for long periods of time. Enough so. And therefore, really, kohanim should never do it because they're suffering. They're getting up there. They might be violating an Isser for Yisrael to Duchim, if you hold that to Isser. But Pashtus, it's an Isser, I say, for Yisrael to Duchim. So what are you Duchim for? You might not be a Kayan. But if we don't let them Duchim, they're going to marry Grushas. They're going to say, you don't let me Duchim, then I'm not a Kayan. So I'll marry a Grusha. So they had to balance it. So this is the Beis Ephraim Svara. So they came up that, you know what? We'll let you Duchim on Yom Tov. A few times a year. So you're a Kayan, and you won't marry Grusha. The Kayan here does not like it. You won't marry a Grusha. But at the same, he left. But at the same time, he walked out on me because of them. But at the same time, we're not going to let you do it every day because we're playing around with an Isser. That's the base of Ephraim says. Svardim, he says, moved less. They were more stationary. Therefore, the Yichus is better. This is the base of Ephraim. Therefore, they can do it. No, he wasn't. He was an Ashkenazi. They can do it every day. So, you see this, all I wanted to say this for, is you see this concept that Kahanim had this fear, or we have the fear, that the Yichus was watered down, which is what the reason the Kahanim were Nigel Silsu of Aksmam. I just compared Beis Ephraim. It has nothing to do with the Sugya. It was just a point of thing. And that's why I hope you don't know.
Who rested in whose house? Whose Shiva burned down?
It's
not
the legend.
Well, that,
the Grah was arrested. So they say. Again, the legend. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say what happened. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Shnei G'dayli Hadar tried. They were Meramis them in Hashemayim to leave it alone. Therefore, he says, don't touch it. Now, they do Duchen at University Heights. What? Aruch HaShulchan. They do Duchen at University Heights by the Sfardi Minyan. They do Duchen. Every Sfardi Minyan. Rabbi Aaron Leib was in America. He davened in his minyan, and then he asked to be driven to a yeshiva, a Sephardi yeshiva, where they duchened, because he didn't want to miss Pippa's Ganim. He did. When I used to, my son used to live in a certain section of the Lakewood, and there was a Sephardi minyan nearby. I davened there at Shachris when I was there, so I could get Pippa's Ganim. Why not? So the Shabbos, why don't I dive in the University Heights? I can get Bibles Ganim. There it is. I can't go because I have a show. But in truth, it's just, you can't say Shiv, they dive at 7 o'clock. But they get it. There's Bibles Ganim every day, in Shabbos twice. Somebody asked me, he's an Ashkenazi Kayan who's diving near Shabbos, should he do him? I think we passed him, yes. Again, I don't say we pass like the Beis Ephraim. I'm just telling you what he said. The big problem why we don't do it.
I mean, he said specifically, exile from place to place or persecuted.
I honestly don't have the Beis Ephraim in front of me. I saw this Beis Ephraim 25 years ago.
Oh.
Been 25 years since I saw him, and I will not tell you exactly what he said. But that was the idea of the thing.
So I should have had permission to that. I mean, historically, the big difference is not so much the number of exiles, as the Rabban will tell you, or the
again, I don't have the major prime in front of me, and it's Nacy Safe of an Exe. It's something we can look up instead of speculating. I don't know. Again, I saw this way back.
Am I ready? Can I ask a question?
Always can ask a question.
You mentioned that there's better food on Yom Tov than Shabbos. Is that a thing?
Of course, because Yom Tov.
See,
you're an
American. Is supposed to eat better on Yom Tov?
American. You're an American.
Sorry?
Is your food better on Shabbos than on Thursday night?
I said, is it better on Yom Tov than on Shabbos?
Again, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov that doesn't apply on Shabbos. There's a chiyuv to eat basar on Yom Tov that doesn't apply on Shabbos. Now, in America, people eat Thursday night as much as they eat on Shabbos. And on Tuesday night, they make a barbecue and a steak and a who knows what. So America is a fresh land. That's what the... What?
Thursday night is IHOC.
Thank you. Thursday night is IHOC, right, which is chon for Shabbos. Right, exactly. And if you go to Lakewood, there's 18 different kinds of chons you can get on Thursday night. They start Thursday night, they can use through Sunday night, and there's all kinds of different kinds of soupy ones and not soupy ones. There are all kinds of different types, and you have a choice. We live in America. In America, one of the saving graces for the Yid until now, that there was no anti-Semitism, is because everybody's busy eating. All religion is food. What's Thanksgiving? Turkey. What's this? All religion was food. They didn't take religion seriously in America. They still don't. But unfortunately, anti-Semitism grew even without religion. But in America, it's all food. What's Hanukkah? Latkes. What's Pesach? Knedlach. You know, everything is food. You eat food, you're good to go. You're busy eating, you don't have time for the Jews. That's how it was. Everything is food in America. So yes, you eat Shabbos like you eat on Yom Tov, and a lot of people eat Tuesday night like they eat on Yom Tov. But in Halacha, Yom Tov is a chiyuv of Simchas Basar, and on Tuesday night there's not, and on Shabbos there's not.
Okay.
Now, there's nothing wrong in eating chalk on Shabbos. Please, you can eat chalk, gusutte. And even if you want to go to Ajax Thursday night, it's a good idea. But that's not the point. And the point is, we're living in a land of the plenty, where food is like Baruch Hashem, not a question. Nobody's starving to death, and everybody has, and everybody eats and eats and eats and eats. It's a country that's based on food. That's the United States of America. It's all food. Look at it as it is. Everything is food. They offer you this food and that food and the other food and the fourth food. That's what it is. How many times do you think your grandfather went out to eat in Europe? How many times do you think he visited a restaurant?
How many times you went out?
Exactly.
Okay, and the second question is, it might be the same question. When it says, I thought the reason they doichen on Yontov is because chati lachem, chati lashem. Is that because of food, or is that something else, or irrelevant?
It's not irrelevant, nothing to do with the doichening. I was just telling you what the Ramah says. To Ramah, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Ramah says that by Musaf Yontov were besimcha. Why by Musaf, not by Shachris? Because we're going home to eat.
What is a chati lachem? Chati lachem, chati lachem.
That has to do with what you should spend time on Yom Tov doing. That's all. You should eat a nice meal on Yom Tov. That's all.
Thank you.
By Shachris, because of Shikras.
But we're gonna be happy with this.
We're gonna be happy. It's a happy day. Yes.
Is the blocka gift formed? Say worse foods or better foods?
Better food.
I was learning you should have an extra.
It's clear butter.
That you should have an extra. I'm aware of that. I was learning that you should have an extra dish.
Could be it's more food also. I don't know. All I know is that the monsters were happy because we're going for a good meal. America, everything is food. It's all food. Yeah. Again, I just take over Ramah. The fact is, we don't do chen. The fact is that the halacha says in Torah, you should do chen every day. The fact is that we don't do chen. Now, the question is not to change things. We got a message, don't touch it. So obviously, this is what the Rabbi Shalom wants. We have to figure out why he wants it. Either we figure it out, or we don't figure it out, but that's what it is. So people say Svaris. There are other Svaris there. There are other Svaris there. Some people say because people don't go to the mikveh every day. And they don't go to the mikveh every day, and the Balkari shouldn't do it. That's also questionable. Is it true? Is it not true? So therefore, that's why they were mavat with. On Yom Tov, Chayav Adam Matar Atzmei Berego, so people are tar, that's why we do Chum Yom Tov. It doesn't answer why Muslim not Shachris, and it doesn't answer what happens if a person does live with his wife. And there's many that, again, I'm just saying all different kinds of Svaras that it said, and why we don't do Chum Yom Tov. Why the Svaras do it? The Beis Yai Zabask, and you're going to do Chum every day, like it says in the Torah. I mean, it's not, we are not doing it. The question is, why not? We're not changing things. We're asking why, that's all. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful day, and the test goes up to the Mishnah. I'm not going to go further than the Mishnah.